Tampa Detective Mickey Mashburn is seeking the pension benefits she believes she is owed as the 10-year life partner of slain Tampa police officer Lois Marrero. Allegations that Marrero had an affair will not deter Mashburn. To date, Mashburn's request for benefits has been denied by the 8-member Police and Firefighter Pension Board. At a press conference before the pension board's decision, Mashburn explained that she's fighting for a higher cause.
And you would hope that with the support of the community and the nation at this point, that they will help us get it through the local and state laws, hopefully. I just want the pension to look at everything, try to look at it as a couple that was married and that lived together and have the same understanding that they would any other couple.
On July 6th, Officer Marrero was shot and killed during an attempted bank robbery. She was the first woman in the Tampa police force to be killed in the line of duty. Marrero did not leave a will, but did name Mickey Mashburn as the beneficiary of her city life insurance policy. Mashburn additionally contends that her relationship with Marrero was like a marriage, and she should be entitled to death benefits as any other widow, a sum that would pay Mashburn $28,000 a year for the rest of her life. In Tampa, as in the rest of Florida, only people in legally recognized marriages are considered spouses. The law is clear. Setting up house, sharing household expenses, and exchanging vows of commitment in front of friends and relatives don't count if you're in a gay or lesbian relationship. Marrero and Mashburn held a commitment ceremony 10 years ago, a practice common in the lesbian and gay community because marriage is not an option. Mashburn's attorney Karen Deering explains how the existing Tampa pension plan violates the Florida Civil Rights Act.
The Florida Civil Rights Act requires that an employer not discriminate against its employees based on marital status, among other categories. The pension plan, as currently constituted, provides a greater benefit for married employees than it does to its employees who are either unmarried or in relationships that are not currently recognized. So from a legal perspective as well, the city pension plan needs to be changed to fully comply with the Florida Civil Rights Act.
Marrero's family and Mashburn sat together at Lois's funeral, which received full police honors. However, Marrero's family says Lois would not have wanted Mashburn to receive the benefits because Lois was seeing another woman living in Texas. Mashburn's motives have also been questioned. At the moment, she's on limited duty because of an injury she sustained off duty 2 years ago. If Mashburn cannot pass the minimum physical requirements for a police officer, she could be fired. Karen Deering says none of these charges have any bearing on the case.
That has no relevance to the case, and what this is about is Mickey and Lois's relationship and the fact that they were married, they were committed to each other, and that this is what Lois would have wanted.
While not dealing directly with the issue of gay and lesbian relationships, a special committee is now studying whether or not to change the way the pension provision is written. Where the pension benefits read widow or widower, the committee will now consider allowing police officers and firefighters to name a specific beneficiary. The involved unions would have to approve the change, then the full city council, and finally, the state legislature. I'm Randy Zimmerman in Tampa, Florida, for This Way Out.